Okay, we are on the bottom of Zion Amud Beis at the two dots. Changing our conversation for a little bit to a discussion about what we call Sheva Brachas. But we'll see. Should be careful with the word Sheva Brachas. We'll see in a second. So says the Gemara as follows. Tana Rabbanan. Mevarchin Birchas Chasanim Be'asara. Kol Shiva. So we make the bracha of birchas chasanim be'asara with 10 people kol shiva for all 7 days of something. So what do you mean? What are we talking about? So what is this birchas chasanim and in what scenario are we talking about? So Amr Yehuda v'hu shabo panim chadashos, and says Yehuda, this is only if I have panim chadashos. I have. Sounds like literally it means new faces, right? New people who are present. So we're familiar with these ideas, but let's see what we're talking about. So in Birchas Chasanim, Lechara means what we call Sheva Brachas, this idea of brachos that you make in the presence of the Chasan and the Kal at a meal, at the wedding, etc. So Gemara says, "Ma'am Mevarich." Well, what bracha do we make? So Avraham Yehuda said, "Yehuda, I'll tell you the brachos that we make. They might sound familiar to you. Bracha da Hashem Akinim Melech Halam." Shakol baralich vado, right? That everyone was created. Everything was created for his honor. Okay, v'yotzer adam, and we say that Hashem is the one who created man. V'ashayotzer es adam itzamo, that Hashem created man in his image. B'tzelam demus tabni. So he's kinlam many minyana de'ad brachat Hashem yotzer adam. Right. So again, a longer bracha referring to again this recognition that Hashem created the human being and created for them a binyan adayad, this type of everlasting building that they're going to create together. Okay, and then we continue. So stasis v'sagel akara v'kibutz paneh l'socha b'simcha b'rachat Hashem mesamech tzion b'vaneha. And then we say, samech t'samach rei ma'ahuvim k'samech yitzircha b'gan eini mikedem b'rachat Hashem v'samech asa mekal. A lot of times when the Gemara quotes brachos, we're like, oh, that sounds like a little bit like the bracha we say, but not exactly. Here, this is our exactly the words that we use, right? Bracha da Hashem akinim lechalam, asher bara sasim v'simcha, chasam v'kala, gila, rina, ditza v'chedva, ava v'achva, v'shalom v'reyos, mehira Hashem elokeni, yishama be'ar yuda, u'v'chutzot yushalayim, kol sasam, v'kol simcha, kol chasam, v'kol kala, kol mitzalat chasanim v'chubasam, u'narim v'mishem v'niginasam, bracha da Hashem, misameach chasan im ha'kala. So these are how many brachas is this, just by the way?
Six,
right? It's not seven. This, what's the seventh bracha? Right. Right? So this is really six brachas. And the Gemara, just to be clear, at this point does not even say Rei Piragafen at this point. It just tells us about these six brachas. We're gonna look now in Rashi for a minute and see some of the explanation of what these different things mean. So look at Rashi on the bottom of Zion and Beis, Mai Mevarich Amri Yehuda. Right, so that Rashi is about five lines in the bottom of the page on Zion Amud Beis. Rashi says, "Nir be'enai seder brachos shenisteru." These brachos that were put in this order, al iske hazug, right, about the creation, the ideas of a couple, eino ela me'asher yatzar ve'elech. Okay, so we're not. So the first bracha, shakol baralech odo and yotzer adam, Rashi seems to say, he does say, are not really. Right, about the creation of the couple, right? Why? But rather, it's from Asher Yatzar Es Adam Mitzalmo V'Tzirim Dumus Tav Niso. That's where it starts from. Why? She Osa Bracha Matcheles L'Daber B'Shnehem. Right, because that's the first brother talks about the two of them. Shakol B'Rei Chavodo. Right. So let's go back. Sorry, go back to Rashi. Ashiyatzer Adam midaber bezachar, right? Ashiyatzer Adam talks about the creation of the human, the man. Behiskin lo, back now top of the page, mimene biyana de'ad, he hanekeva, right? Meaning, shakol baruch vado v'yotzer Adam. Those are brachos about, right? The man and the woman, right? And those, behiskin lo mimene biyana de'ad, right? Ashiyatzer, etc.
So it's like two brachas. Right?
It's like two people. Sorry, no, I'm not saying it correctly. So he says, Ashayat Aslan Betalmo. This is already bracha number three, right? And the word, and v'his kolam minim b'yana de'ad. So these are, this is all in bracha number three, right? These two concepts are the zachon and the keva together, right? As opposed to the first two, which are really just about the creation of the human being. We're going to see the Gemara and talk about this more in a second, right? Look, continues Rashi. Sos tasis, right? What are we talking about? Sos tasis, v'sakela, akara, etc. What's that about? Anu Zichron, right? So that's really not about the wedding at all, right? It's more about the fact that we are always have to remember the Churban Beis Hamikdash anytime that we have a simcha. Shenemar Tidbak Lashoni Lachiki, right? That I always have to make Yerushalayim there at the forefront of my mind during any simcha. Okay, Sameach Tesamach. What's that bracha about? Sameach Tesamach. Bracha lachasan vekala shiatzlichu besimcha v'tuv leif. Right, Sameach Tesamach. Right, that we should have simcha together like we had begun Eden Mikadem. So that's again a bracha for hatzlacha for the couple together. V'ashabara l'shem kol Yisrael. Right, ashabara sasam v'simcha chasam akala. That's not even just for Klai Yisrael. That's it should be simcha for all of Am Yisrael. L'fisha aseder mascha me'ashim yitzar. And so that's the different. The creation of the human being, the creation of the couple. Recognition of Yerushalayim, bracha v'atzlacha for the couple, simcha for the couple, and simcha for all of Am Yisrael. That's sort of like the progression here in these six brachos that we make. Okay, and continues Rashi. Lefisha seder maska ba'asher me'asher yatzar, and since the order begins from asher yatzar shadam b'tzamo, lefikach pasach ba b'barach. Because one of the questions is why do some of them begin with bracha ta Hashem mekinam echalam and others of them don't. Right. What's the pshat? What often happens when you have a list of brachos? One begins with baruch, others don't begin with baruch. They are what's called a bracha smucha lechavrita, right? A bracha that continues after another bracha that already began. You don't necessarily need a new baruch for it, right? We find that all the time. So but the point being, because again, we should have had a sitter open here. But the point is, if he begins bracha Hashem mekinam echalam shakom baruch v'dvo v'yotze. And then again, and then the other ones after that, Sameach Tesameach, so says, do not have baruchs. Why? Because like Rashi said, the Asher Yatzar Adam B'Tzalmo is sort of the beginning, a new beginning of the Seder. Right? The first two are about the creation of man, and then after that, like bracha number three is now the first bracha that really talks about the creation of the couple. And then the rest of the brachos, which are about that couple, again, all continue with without their own baruch, right? So now back in Rashi, the Vishya Sedia Maschil Masher Yatzar, the Figach Pasach Baba Baruch, the Chasim Baba Baruch, and ends of the Baruch, the Derech Kol Rashi Sidre Brachos, like all brachos that like begin things. Vesos Tasis, Vesamech Tasamach, Mipnei Shehem Bracha Smucha Lachavrita, Lo Pasach Baba Baruch, right? And these other brachos, which are just kind of connected to that original bracha, they don't begin with baruch because they are Shekin Tikni, the Kol Brachos Shesmuchos, Achar Rishona Ala Seder. Right, anytime you have brachos ala seder, brachos in an order, you don't necessarily start each one. You don't have to start them with a baruch, and you don't. Okay, v'asher bara. Okay, so why is asher bara start with baruch? Right, why does that start with baruch? It's also
the last one, right?
Right, the last one, correct. That's also a bracha smucha lechavrita. It's the sixth in the order. Right, mipnei shehi ne'emeres yechidis. Right, Berov Yemei HaSimcha, we're going to see the Gemara is going to talk about scenarios where you say the bracha v'ashabara by itself. You don't always have to say it together with others, right? Because she'ein sham panim chadashos, like an example where there's not panim chadashos, the Gemara doesn't have scenarios where you would say ashabara by itself. Lefigach ein amin ha'simuchos v'hutzoch livtoach baba baruch ul'sayim baba baruch, right? And that's why it has its own baruch and ending baruch, because sometimes it's said on its own, sometimes it's said by itself, so then it has to have its own beginning and its own end. Okay? But then continues Rashi, but the bracha of Shakol Baruch Levodo ain't amina seder, right? It's fascinating. Because again, Rashi's question is, why does that one start with baruch, right? Baruch Ata Hashem Kenem Echlam Shakol Baruch Avada. You just said Yotzer Adam with the Baruch. So what are you saying? A new Baruch here? Answer is it's because it's not really part of the order. El Asifas Ha'am Hanesafim Sham Ligmo Chesed. Zeichel Achasti Amakom Shenag Ima Adam Arishon Shenasolo Shushbein Minis Asigbo Vasifazu Kavra Makomhi. So basically, the bracha of Shakol Baruch Vado is not part of the really part of the group per se, but rather it's like mentioning that everyone hears together to do a chesed, to be mesameach asamakala. So same thing, we read, you know, that the, like the Ribbono Shel Olam created what it means exactly a shushbein. Shushbeinim are usually like the people who accompany the chasan and kala. Right? They're like the people who are there to be mesameach, the family, etc. So the point being that there's this bracha of like a recognition of those who come to support the chasan and kala, but really it's almost like a kavod Hashem. It's a kavod hamakom. Ubracha zu lekach nitkana, and that's why it was created. This bracha. Umishas asifa he ruuy levarich. From the moment people get together, you can make that bracha already. But ella mikevan sheyesh bracha ala kos, he's kikua lesidra aleha alav. Mida dehavia brachas besamim ubrachas ala or b'matzeh shamis. But once I have a bracha, it's really again. Like Zechus Subas, we'll do it. Now we're talking Hilchos Brachos, right? So now, why do we? Meaning, the point is, like, in theory, you could walk into the wedding hall, and all of a sudden, we start making these brachos, right? And we make this bracha because it's just everyone getting together. But what do we do very often? You have a kos. A kos bracha always comes to be give kavo to whatever mitzvah you're doing. We do this all the time. We do it at the Seder. We do it at Kiddush. We do it in so many scenarios. We take a kos bracha. Why? Because that gives chashivas to the mitzvah that we're doing, right? So once you have a kosher bracha, you can start with bracha da Hashem, you can bring your gafen, and then go in order. Okay, so then we also took this bracha of shakol baruch vado, and we stuck it in that order. But really, it's not really part of the shever brachas per se, and that's why it has its again its own bracha. And the interesting thing Rashi points out is the same thing as like besamim and barei merer eish, which we kind of like add in there to havdalah, because really havdalah is. That's what it's really about, right? That's why. How do we know that's the main part of Havdalah? On a Yantif night, Amatzi Yantif, we don't even say the other two, right? So we just stick those in. So that's why they each get their own bracha, but they go all Seder HaBracha, so that's why we include them. And that's why maybe the reason why we don't have make them bracha smucha chavata either, but fine.
Because that bracha, though, is a bracha katsara, so why is Rashi saying, why do we...
Which bracha?
Shakol
Baruch Vado?
Yeah, so you have to have a baruch.
No, because it comes after. You're saying because yeah.
Because there's no.
It's ending, the first one.
There's no ending bracha to it. It's like a bracha katsara has to have. There has to be a baruch ata Hashem Malkeim Acham somewhere in the bracha.
You know, there's two things. One is he's just pointing out that it's separate. Okay. Just want you to know it's not a part of Shavuot Brachos. Number two, he's pointing out that you might argue, and by the way, there are people who are makbid to say Bir Pir Gofen and Shakol Baruch Vado together. It's such a hakbada. People always ask me this. Are you makbid to have those two together? So I always say no. Or not makbid. But some are makbid to put them together. They're like part of the, you know, there's like, but maybe you're right. It has its own baruch. I mean, what Rashi is pointing out is that it doesn't cover, you know, if it comes after Bir Pir Gofen. You're saying it can't be smucha chavata. It's too short.
Right.
Okay. It's a good point. So I don't know if Rashi is arguing why it's not smucha chavata, or just arguing why it's there in the first place.
Okay.
And what its goal is. But keep going. I know we're spending this whole time on Rashi, but this is the only time we're learning about Shadar Brachas. So it's good to see like what this is really about. So v'chein birchas yotzer adam. Same bracha. What's this bracha yotzer adam? What does it do anything? She take nu al yitzira rishona shel adam harishon. Talks about the original creation of man. Right, we're going to talk about how this works, but no, I'm still in Rashi. But go skip down in Rashi a little bit because we're going to talk about this conversation. Is it was man created with two creations or one creation? I mean, man and woman, etc. But then he writes, "Mikol makom." We see what it says, "Mem." Three lines from the end of the line, "Mikol makom." So I skip down like three lines, "Mikol makom." It's also not about the couple. I mean, the first we created, there was no woman yet. So what's it here for? What's We're talking about Yotzer Adam, so we also talk about the creation of woman, etc. And basically what Rashi explained to us, like the reason we have all six of these brachos and where they all come from. And the point being, we start with this recognition of Hashem has created man, Hashem creates woman, Hashem creates, you know, a bracha of appreciation for the people who come together. And then all these brachos of Hatzlacha for the couple, you know, recognizing Yushalayim, recognizing the Simcha for the Chasam Makala and Simcha for all of Kala Yisrael. So that's the six brachos of the Sheva brachos, which again for us become seven when we have the Bray Priya Gafen. But that's where they come from. That's what they're there for. And as we move along in the Daf, we'll understand exactly when we make these brachos. Okay, Shukayach.